All right, let's start our Liberty County School Board regular meeting, Monday, February 13th, 2023, come to order. We're gonna start with a prayer and pledge, prayer by Mr. Petty, pledge by Mr. Jody.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for the opportunity to be out here tonight. Thank you, God, for the beautiful day that we've had today. We rejoice and be glad in that. So, Lord, we pray right now that you'd help us as we take care of the monthly school business. Pray, Lord, for discerning hearts, Lord, and we just thank you for the opportunity to serve in leadership. Pray, God, that we'd always have, Lord, honesty and integrity in everything that we do daily. God, be with our students, our staff, our parents, our community right now, Father, and pray that, Lord, we do our best as unto you in every capacity that we have an opportunity to. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving right along to item two, recognition presentation. We didn't have none. Item three, public comments. We didn't have none. Item four, superintendent's report. Mr. Petty.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll make this brief. In front of you have the little sheet there. We'll go over real quick. Last Friday, we had Ties and Tiaras and the Hosford Hoedown. That was a great event. Over 300 at Toller, about 250 at Hosford. Great community, parental involvement in our schools. I was very proud of that. It was well attended. Those kind of things is something kids remember for a lifetime. Back when they're grown, they'll remember doing that. Kind of like we used to remember the Halloween carnival in Hosford growing up. The beach volleyball courts are complete. If you haven't had a chance to run out there, they are mighty fine. Got the poles, the nets. They're actually started practice last week. First game is next Monday in Wakulla. It's a kind of a preseason game. I don't know that it counts against the record. Not sure exactly how beach volleyball works. We'll learn as we go. But the first home match will be March the 13th. So we'd sure love you to be there for that inaugural home game for our beach volleyball program. I've taught with y'all since our workshop. I really appreciate y'all coming to the workshop, us talking about that. We're going to a further workshop at your request to talk about that again, about those usage fee schedules. You may not have had a chance to look through all of them. I sent y'all a bunch of schedules, probably seven of different counties. We want to be kind of I hate to say competitive with those around us, but we want to be in similar position to those around us. Some I really liked, and some of y'all made comments. Jackson's is pretty well written. Jefferson's is actually pretty well written. So we may even, if y'all want me to, we can start putting some of that together, and I can send that to you, tell me what you think, good, bad, or ugly. But we'll have another workshop on that. I'll plan that in the next few weeks, and then hopefully we can take action at the March meeting if that's soon enough, or as long as y'all feel good about that. Half day tomorrow with Valentine's Day. We've been doing that traditionally for quite a few years. It's kind of a tough day with all the deliveries and the love going on. Y'all make sure to get your significant other a Valentine's thing. I highly recommend Dollar General. I do that at church too. Dollar General's your friend tomorrow. Next Monday is President's Day. Our 12-month employees have to work 10 months and kids are out. I think we figured in. We have to get 196 work days. No, we get more than that. It's 12 months. That's 245. So I think it works out on leap year, which is next year in the calendar. The 12-month employees will get that day off. Did talk to Grant Conyers. They did an RFP for that, what he was talking about for the redistricting. He did get one back to him. So he said he would get all that information back. He would be coming back as y'all requested to come back before us to go over all of that. But right now they just had the one person that'll do that. And it's a payday. They make about $14,000 to do that. And that's paid by the county. We want to make sure we didn't get stuck with the bill.
Yeah, that's right.
Number six, I've shared with y'all I put on here our beloved friend. He was our friend. Eric Davis passed away. His wife just sent me the arrangement since y'all been sitting here for the service. They're going to have a service April the 1st. He was cremated. We're still rolling forward. Nick Henderson is kind of taking his place. I've had conversations with Nick. He worked with the law firm. He is a CPA. Everything's still in place. I've got talked with Monica Blanton at the River Gorge Capital. She said, Kyle, I don't want to fund any other project. You're the project I want. So I talked with Jody. We're trying to get an extension of the three-year look back. So the high school was built in 2020. It's typically a 24-month deal window. They extended that for an extra year, which we were within that range. But then, as I've shared before, the awards went out late November, and then you didn't have hardly any, really about 2 weeks in December to close the deal. So I've tentatively, hopefully in the next week, we'll have a meeting with Neil Dunn. He's at home. Talked with his people in Washington, and they said they'd try to get him over here since he's home. I said, we'll meet him whenever, wherever, but he's been a huge supporter of that, so we really need him and his leadership role now how they're in charge in Congress to have the Department of Treasury move on this. And again, it's not an issue of funding, it's just about giving us more time to actually for River Gorge Capital get their allocation agreement approved. That's what it is. She's got us in there. So I'll keep y'all up to date on that. Number seven, I sent out an email to Parent Square on niche.com. Recognized us as one of the best school districts in America. That's anytime somebody from the outside recognizes you, we're very proud of that. So very tickled about that. Just really feel like we got the best students in America, and I mean that with all my heart. Tomorrow, and I appreciate y'all moving the meeting to today because I'll be leaving tomorrow mid-morning to go to the FADS conference in Orlando. And I'll be there through Friday. If you need me, obviously call me, and I step out of whatever meeting I got. We do have meetings with the Commissioner of Education, so looking forward to those meetings. But if you need immediate assistance, obviously Jeff will be in charge, and he'll help you as much as we can to get to me. So just holler at Jeff if you need somebody to come and do something immediately. And then lastly, just asking y'all today, I put as the emergency item, I sent this out to you last week, the resolution. I really am asking y'all to approve that so we'd be in unity with our county commission. It's not a perfect, and I've had some conversations with y'all, it's not a perfect statement of position. It really, there's some words I know that bothers a few people, and I get it, it bothers me too, but I think the main thing is that we're singing out the same hymn book with the county. As I shared before, there are folks in the county who want to represent you and us and me and the county, and there's some ulterior motives in that, and they've been very successful in doing that and saying that this is what the county wants, this is what the county needs. And it's okay for somebody, I believe in freedom for somebody to say, this is what I think or what I want, but when they start dropping the county's name, that's a problem when they hadn't spoken with us or come to ask us corporately, hey, Boards, what's your position? Or Jody, what's your position? Boo, what's your position on this? So this is just a resolution is just a statement. It has no binding authority. It doesn't lock us in anything. It's just a statement of saying, here's kind of where we stand today on this. So I'm asking y'all's support in doing that. And what we'll do is we'll forward that on. Do I think it will make any difference in what the state's trying to do in acquisition of property? It will not stop the land sale, but it has opened up some real meaningful conversation on the funding mechanisms when this happens. And, of course, it's happened numerous times before we all got here. Victoria State Park, those kind of things. So we want to make sure that we are compensated in some kind of way. And again, let's come to the table and have those discussions. What does that look like? Is it hunting fees? Is it stumping? Is it timber? What kind of things can we get remunerated for us losing that off the tax thing? At the end of the day, the tax, the ad valorem tax for that is about $12,000 a year. And that's a lot of money, but in the grand scheme of things, for 12,000 acres, that's not a lot of money. But there are some other things from perpetuity on that you would lose at $12,000 plus anything else. So we just want to make sure that we're taken care of, and I think this would be something that, again, this position may change down the road. It may change after all of us are off out of our positions of leadership, but we want to make sure that we take a stand for just making sure that we understand what you're doing, and we don't like it, but we'd sure like you to help us out with some funding in the interim. Lastly, thank you for your time, service to students, staff, parents. Appreciate y'all's presence in the schools, your presence at ball games, your presence for helping, cooking, whatever needs doing. Y'all are always there. So I just tickled about that. So I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, it won't be the quickest meeting today.
I'll move right along to item five. Addition, corrections to the agenda. Need a motion to add item, emergency item 10A. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item six. Need a motion to approve agenda for February the 13th, 2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item seven. Eight. Need a motion to approve January 10th, 2023 regular meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B. Need a motion to approve January 31st, 2023 workshop minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item eight, consent items. Need a motion to approve the following financial reports and transactions. Principal report for January 23, financial statement for January 23. We had no budget amendments, bills and payrolls for January 23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B. Need a motion to approve February 13th, 2023 personnel consent table. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C. Need a motion to approve out-of-field teacher for February 2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D. Need a motion to approve update sublist for February 2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second. Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item number nine, action items. Item A. Need a motion to approve Liberty County School Board 2021-22 fiscal year financial and federal single audit report number 2023-101. Have a motion?
Motion,
Mr. Singletary. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Jody. Any discussion?
Zero finding.
Good job.
Yeah.
Very good job.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B. Need a motion to approve ARP, Idea K through 12, Individuals with Disability Education Acts, Part B, K through 12, American Rescue Plan Supplement Funds, Project Award Notification for Program Period of 7th, 1st, 21, through the 9th, the 30th, the 23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second. Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C. Need a motion to approve ESSER II Supplement Programming Project Award Notification for a program period of 9th, 13th, 22 through the 9th, 30th, 23. Have a motion. Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D. Need a motion to approve comparability in expanding federal Title I funds for 22 through 23 fiscal year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item E. Need a motion to approve updated job description. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item F. Need a motion to approve corrected drop request of Sharon Austin, teacher at Liberty County High School, effective October the 1st, 22, with final retirement termination date to be effective no later than September the 30th, 2027. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item G. Need a motion to approve letter of engagement for legal representation to begin March the 1st, 2023, for a term of 2 years with Liberty County School Board, having the option to renew the agreement for 3 year additional 1 year, 1 year periods. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, so we need a formal, I'm sorry, we put that in there, but we didn't put the name. So we need a,
It's not in the engagement letter?
It's in the engagement.
It's in the engagement letter.
Right.
So I'm, just go with that?
Yes.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 10, emergency item. Need a motion to approve resolution number 2301 of the Liberty County School Board requesting its support from the Florida Cabinet, the Florida Legislature, and the Florida Department of Environmental Protection due to the impact of state-owned land, loss of revenue to Liberty County, and prevention of access for recreational opportunities. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 11, board member policy. A, we need a motion to approve first reading of policy manual update volume 22, number 1, JS. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, have a second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. School board members, items. Mr. Flowers, you said you didn't have nothing?
I'm good tonight.
All right. Ms. Jody?
I'm good tonight.
I'm good. Mr. Singletary?
Just say thank you, Kyle. I called Kyle the other day. We had a tree over the fence and all over at Hoffman School, and I didn't mean for Mr. Petty to go do it, but he said he went and stole his daddy's chainsaw that he'll probably never get back, and he went and cut it himself, so appreciate you doing
it. I did it in the afternoon. I needed to exercise.
He was breathing hard after
that. Couldn't walk
after
for 2 days.
But I do appreciate that. Not many superintendents are going to run out and start cutting pine trees off fence lines, so appreciate that.
Thank you, bud.
It didn't take 10 minutes.
Thank you.
That's all I got.
Item 14, motion adjourned.
Motion.
Ms. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary. Meeting now adjourned.